In this bulletin, why disaster recovery and resilience professionals, as well as the disaster response and humanitarian assistance community, must be on alert in the next 8 months. A potentially very unusual and serious global weather pattern may be setting up. The United States National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and the Australian Bureau of Meteorology are both calling for potentially strong El Niño conditions to hold through the rest of 2015. Some models are predicting an event equivalent to a super El Niño not seen since 1998. This event may be interfacing with extremely warm global ocean temperatures. Should the El Niño release buried ocean heat content, an abrupt atmospheric warming scenario called the Big Heat could begin. The following regions should be of particular note to disaster management and humanitarian assistance professionals. In the United States, there is an increased risk of heavy precipitation events from the southern plains to the desert southwest. Extreme rainfall events in Texas, Oklahoma, Colorado, Arizona, Nevada, and New Mexico are also possible. Now, this analysis is per Robert Scrivener and is referenced on reliefanalysis.com. The current flash flood emergency in Texas fits this enhanced risk pattern. And the 2015 Atlantic hurricane season may see a potential downturn of activity because of El Niño. However, potentially dangerous cyclonic activity in the Western Pacific may increase for Micronesia and East Asia to include Guam, the Philippines, Japan, and Vietnam. In Latin America, equatorial South America as well as Brazil and Chile may face warmer and drier conditions. In Australasia, the impacts of a strong El Niño will likely require an urgent disaster response for Indonesia and Australia in the coming months. In Africa, the humanitarian assistance community will need to especially monitor the western region of the continent for a return to drought-driven food insecurity crises across the Sahel, including Mali and Niger. The Sahel food insecurity crisis last peaked in 2011 and 2012, and a return to these conditions could result in international flash appeals and a greater likelihood of humanitarian deployments in the final months of 2015. Non-governmental organizations operating in Africa would be wise to reevaluate their humanitarian staffing plans at this time. There is some speculation that a large-scale El Niño may release heat sequestered in the Pacific Ocean up into the atmosphere. This may cause a notable increase in global temperatures and unusual weather patterns globally over the next 5 years. The potential release of this warming into the atmosphere is referred to as the Big Heat in some climate analysis articles. A rapid uptick in global temperatures could have implications for continued ice loss in the both polar regions as well as extreme weather worldwide. This convergence could be a major stressor on the global humanitarian assistance community during this time frame. Please see reliefanalysis.com's humanitarian flash forward El Niño page for a discussion and references to the Big Heat and the potential triggers that will need to be monitored in the coming months.